Isn't it interesting and so unfortunate that people who are filled with God's Spirit, people who love God, will not only unjustifiably persecute someone else who loves God, and not only persecute that person themselves, because that's what that is persecution. Persecution comes in many different ways. And one of those ways is by the slandering, along with the ostracizing, along with the attempts to keep that person from going as far in life as God would want that person to go. Persecution. You'd expect that from people who make it clear that they don't love God, don't care about God at all. But from people who claim to love God, who claim to be controlled by His Spirit, that they would choose that course of action and would encourage others to join them in that sin. To think that they would be the ones helping the world to put pressure on one of God's children like that. It's amazing. And it's so unfortunate. So very disappointing. And it's so interesting that so many of them do not have, even though they consider themselves to be spiritual giants and try to portray themselves as such, they don't have the wherewithal to ever confess their sin. Just simply acknowledge their sin, repent of their sin, stop it, cut it out, and then obey God also by going to the person they've sinned against and confessing their sins to that person with humility, with a strong desire to be reconciled, to have things made right. Spiritual giants who disobey God, just stacking sin upon top of sin on top of sin, helping to persecute the innocent, encouraging others to join in that sin, and refusing to go to that person, confess their sin, repent, and do their part to make the relationship whole. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is part of what true priests of God, male and female, have to go through in this life. Gotta suffer first. Have to suffer first. The Lord told us if we will live godly in this life, we will suffer persecution. It's just so unfortunate that some of the persecution comes from others who claim themselves to be following the ways of God. Hebrews chapter 7, beginning at verse 23. Jesus is, the writer of Hebrews is talking about priests, and he's specifically comparing Melchizedek, the high priest, to Jesus, the high priest. And basically, he's making it clear that Jesus' priesthood is superior to Melchizedek's priesthood was. Verse 23. Now, there have been many of those priests, not many Melchizedek's, but other priests, who were actually inferior even to Melchizedek. There have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. And he's talking about the sacrifices that were brought to God for sin. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest meets our need. Isn't that beautiful? He is able to save completely, forever, those who come to God through him. That's the kind of priest we need. That's the kind of priest I want. How about you? Such a high priest meets our need. One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. He's talking about this priesthood, and he's letting us know that this priesthood is also about purity. Again, he's still letting us know that this is about reducing sin in our lives so that we please our God more and more and more. And because we cannot do it in our own strength, he's urging us to rely on Jesus' strength, to rely on God's strength. Let us come confidently before the throne of grace so that we may obtain mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. Mercy and grace to help. Mercy and grace from God to help us in our time of need. Unlike the other priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. This whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying again, is about salvation from sin, not about salvation from poverty, not about salvation from being middle class to becoming wealthy, not salvation from being in the upper 30% to becoming the upper 10% in the social class, on the social rung. This is about sin. As I've said before, there's nothing wrong with having whatever level of prosperity God has determined he wants us to have. But what he wants all of us to shoot for is holiness, righteousness, purity. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself.